Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Junkies back with you on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV in Richmond. Appreciate you checking us out on 910 The Fan. And we're streaming live on the free Odyssey app.
Mm-hmm.
Brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. We thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, June 23rd, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
I could tell you were running in here to get in here just
in
time.
I was.
I mean,
and Jason Bishop's here.
You're totally out of breath.
Well, you know, I put the Waze on, and it says I'll get here 5:45, and then it all of a sudden says take Cabin John Parkway. Then I'm driving by the monument, and then you know you get here at the last second.
The Waze was adjusting on you.
I went the normal way I go. I always go by the monument, but there was an accident a little bit before that. Car was like smoking still from the accident.
Oh,
so,
was it?
Yeah. No, my problem was the Beltway, the American Legion Bridge. Usually I take G-Dub Parkway.
Did they, there was a backup on the Beltway?
I don't know what it was, but it just diverted me to take the Cabin John, which is never advantageous.
Yeah.
It's kind of slow. There's some lights there. Big long line. I guess everybody else was bouncing off the Beltway to avoid whatever was happening on the American Legion Bridge.
I got to go on the Beltway today. I hate the Beltway, but I got to go into Maryland. I'm dropping off some golf clubs to my cousin who's just starting golf, and he wants to ask me if I had some old clubs. I said, sure. So I got to drive to his house in Hyattsville.
Nice.
But I am not taking the Beltway, the outer loop, back into Virginia. I'm going down to the Wilson Bridge. I am, because I know that there might be some traffic just because it's
what
so
time
many
are you
people.
Going?
Right after the show?
You'll be all right. I mean,
I'm saying when I come home.
I know it's
I'm
messy.
I'm not
there.
Dealing with that. Not
as long as you come home before, you know, 2 o'clock, you should be okay.
No,
yeah, but
man.
Even he's right. Even around 11
the
or
12. The traffic out there, it's like
just
24/7.
All the construction around Tyson's is really bad right now still.
Yeah. Can you imagine the construction workers on the Beltway this week of this heat? It's going to be 110 degrees tomorrow. Heat index. Yeah.
I was thinking about that. I was driving in. Why do I have a hoodie? I decided to go shorts.
It's a little chilly in
because
here.
Because it's cold in here. It doesn't matter what it is outside. It matters what it is where you work.
Yeah.
Where we work, it's like 60.
But it's brutal.
But
it's going to be brutal outside and just muggy.
Yeah, it's going to be terrible. But I don't know if they give, I don't think they give the guys off if it's really hot. I think they still do their work. They got to get it done, right? I think the only time they give them off is if it's storming or raining.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there might be a threshold where they don't want their people to die.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. There could be a threshold. I know I went out and played 9 holes with my son just because he's in town for a couple of days. And
when?
Last night, the heart of the heat.
Oh.
It was the only time I could get out. It was the only time we could do it.
I don't know how you did that.
We just played 9.
Well, 9.
I was fine. I mean, I was drenched in sweat. Don't get me wrong. Took 3 showers yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. We were in the heart of the heat, and it's going to be like 5 to 10 degrees even hotter today and tomorrow. So
correct.
Be careful.
I'm playing in the media day at Caves Valley today.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's such a nice place, though. You'll be hot, but
so
But he doesn't. It doesn't bother him.
He
plays all the time in the heat.
I do play in the heat, and I have played in hotter, but it's difficult because my hands sweat.
You just go through so many gloves.
So much. Well, I use a rain glove, like with this.
That'll
and I
help.
Have, and I have like liquid chalk that I rub together.
Yeah, you have to do that.
Do you get the swamp ass?
No, I'm pretty good with that. My shorts are pretty good moisture wicking.
I get like soaked everywhere, including my hat. My hat will be hat. My hat will be soaking wet.
Yeah.
So even yesterday, like by the 6th hole, I had to take it off because it was like wearing a helmet.
Right, because when you're putting and you're looking over your ball,
it's just dripping everywhere, and it's also heavy. It's like wearing a 5-pound weight on your head.
Yeah.
I was like, well, this is finished.
I can't believe you're playing in that. Mm. I was supposed to play in a charity tournament tomorrow at Westfields.
Yeah.
And Well, I wasn't.
Did you just bailed because it was
hot? No. I'm sorry. Let me retract. I was asked to play in it, and I told them weeks ago I was not available.
Yeah.
But all my buddies and a bunch of people I know, B. Mitch might be playing in it. He plays in it usually. It's called the Heartwood. It's out of Westfield. Uh-huh. But it's going to be 110 degrees.
It's going to be super
and
hot.
And it's packed. Mm-hmm. So that will take 6 hours to play.
Right.
I've played in it before a couple times. It's taken 6 hours.
I feel like there's a lot of shade on that course. I haven't played there in Westfield. 15 years.
I like
but.
That
well,
place.
If you're in the middle of fairway, there's no shade. Or you're on the putting green, there's no shade. It's going to be brutal.
But I had already planned on staying up at my parents' afterwards. Mm-hmm. And I already made the plans to do that. And then I've never played at Caves before.
Caves is really nice.
Oh, you'll probably love it.
Really nice. So are you guys all using caddies or?
I don't know the protocol. Usually for media days, you usually get a four caddy.
Usually you don't for a media day, but that's a place where they pretty much, you have to have a caddy, I think. I don't know.
What is the event that's the media day for?
Well, the BMW is there.
Yeah, so they're doing the media day for the BMW.
So it's a beautiful place. It's kind of a hall. How far is it from your parents?
Probably not that far. Probably like 20 minutes.
Yeah, not bad.
Depending on traffic.
Not bad. Yeah, be careful out there. No, Drabby just had his tennis vacation. I didn't even know he was doing that. And then I guess, when did you leave, Drab? You leave Thursday after the show?
We didn't have a show on Thursday. I left Thursday night.
I don't remember. I don't even remember. JP wasn't here last week.
So we come in, and then Eric goes, "What's up?" I go, "What's going on?" He goes, "You were out last week, right?"
He thought you were out?
Yeah. I mean, it was me, Eric, and Cakes for a whole week. Well, Thursday.
I mean, it's the same to me. I just come in and do the show.
I know, but you don't remember that I was sitting across from you for a whole week?
It was only 4 days because of Juneteenth.
That particular
Yeah, you thought we worked on
but
Thursday.
Still.
All right, so we didn't work on Thursday. So when'd you leave? Right. Wednesday?
I left Thursday night.
Oh,
got
okay.
into delay. Got into Sarasota at 1:30 a.m. and was on the tennis court by 8 a.m.
Oh my God! Wow. Were you wiped out, tired? No, or you just
played 10 hours of tennis in 2.5 days in the Florida heat. Yeah,
nice.
Pretty drained.
Was it fun?
I saw a picture. It looked beautiful.
Yeah, it was a great time. My buddy, our JP and I's friend John Beckley has a condo down there. We play tennis all the time, so he invited me down there. Went to Beer Can Alley.
Oh, did you? Nice.
Yeah, love of that spot.
Was it cool?
It's a tiny little spot.
Right.
Amongst all those islands down there. So,
and is it just a Beer Can Alley? Is it just a bunch of bars and restaurants? Or is it just one place?
It's literally like a shore. It was kind of confusing. He should have just told us he was, you know, in Longboat Key or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Anna Maria Island.
I just picture the bar from Roadhouse, the most recent Roadhouse where Conor McGregor's part of. For some reason, I just picture that bar, Longboat Key.
There are a bunch of those down there.
Yeah.
A bunch of Roadhouses.
Now, did you guys just hit you two, or did you guys play a bunch of other people that you guys know down there? Or?
Nah, there was three of us. He's got a good buddy down there that has a play. So
how'd that work?
You know, you can play 2-on-1 in the single side, uses the doubles line.
You guys are doing a lot of that?
It was pretty intense. Pretty intense.
Is it clay court?
Yeah, hard true clay, green clay.
Shoes all
good
dirty.
Good time, man. Yeah. They're all right. I got a bazillion bug bites. Nothing feels better than jumping in the pool. Like immediately
right after
you're done.
Yeah.
You can barely walk to the pool.
Yeah.
When it's done.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
I came home last night and I thought my third shower would be the hot tub. There was some power surge or something.
You want to be in the hot tub in this heat?
Well, I just didn't want to feel like going upstairs in the shower. I said, I get butt naked and just go in my hot tub and do a white trash shower. There was some sort of power surge in the last couple of days, probably when one of the storms went through. It was 80 degrees. But cold. They couldn't do it.
Mm.
So I had to take my third shower upstairs. Did you guys do that? Did you guys power through a bunch of showers yesterday? I mean,
I
went to the pool.
That's it?
I think I took
another shower.
I had to get up in the morning, take a shower, go to church, come home, worked out, take a shower, go play golf, come home, I had to take another shower. It's three showers a day.
I mean, I've had days like that.
I
yesterday,
hate those.
Just a one shower day.
Yeah, I hate it.
Maybe should have taken a shower after the pool, but I didn't.
Yeah, no, I got no problem with that. I have no problem with
I take a shower first thing in the morning.
I have no problem with a chlorine shower.
Yeah.
No problem with that.
I did laps yesterday because my orthopedist told me about a year ago I should quit running and I should alter my life activities.
Right.
It's so hard. I just decided, all right, when they blow that whistle, I'm going to try and swim laps until they blow the whistle again for the kids. It's so hard. What, I think I did. Laps? I just do breaststroke. I suck at freestyle.
Well, breaststroke is kind of laborious. That's like a long, it takes a long time to do a lap.
Yeah, I feel like when I do freestyle, I just do 25 meters, I'm out of breath.
Really?
It's like breaststroke, I can go, I did eight laps. That's terrible.
That's
I mean,
lot.
What'd I burn, 25 calories?
Probably didn't burn that much.
Hey, you got your heart pumping.
Did a little bit. All you really need to do is go for a walk, especially in this heat. All you got to do is go for a walk.
Yeah.
That's all
you need. Friday, I played at Army-Navy in Arlington.
Yeah.
And it was cart path only.
Yeah.
Now, it wasn't as hot as it was Saturday and yesterday, but it was still freaking hot.
No, I think I played Friday, too.
Yeah, you played at Norbeck.
I had an event. Yeah, we finished second.
Yeah. And my shoulders hurt so bad after I played, especially my left shoulder. My shoulders.
Your frozen shoulder?
My shoulders are just effed up.
You have a feminine shoulder?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what's going on in there, but I mean, I went to 10 months of PT.
Yeah.
And it was never 100%, but it's, man, it's just.
You need to go back to your girl that gives you the massages.
Well, I go, she left. She moved to Alaska.
Oh, she did?
Yeah. But I go back every once in a while, but it's not the same PT. I'm not the biggest fan of this particular PT.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I'm
not as hot.
I probably have to go back.
It's always a factor.
There's always something.
Yeah.
I played five holes of golf during my vacation because I played on Wednesday, I think it was. And it just started coming down so hard in the middle of the round, and it sucks. Luckily, we had turned the corner. We're slightly heading back to the clubhouse.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
House, but it was a good 10-minute walk, and I first time I've ever been scared that I might get hit by lightning because it started lightning and you're just screwed. You're just deep. You're hoping that it passes you. You see these dark clouds, and it was nice. Then about the third hole, you see these dark clouds coming, and then boom on the sixth hole or fifth or sixth hole.
That's all you got in.
And yeah.
Well, we're not going to have any of that this week. It's going to be heat.
So I think it's going to rain on
Thursday. Heat after heat.
But it was a packed weekend. You know, we finally wrapped up the NBA Finals. I'm sure we'll get into that when we come back. The Nats got a win, but then they've lost a couple cents. So back on a losing streak.
Yep. We'll get into the Junkie Sports page next.
A lot going on.
800-636-1067 is the number if you want to get in touch with us. That's the same number for the Lido Pizza text line. Lido Pizza is a local favorite since 1955, serving pizza, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza's square because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. You can text us at 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. You can also hit us up on Twitter at Junks Radio. We'll be right back.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.